Mishnayis Mesechta Megillah. The Perek Rishon, the first Mishnah, Megillah Nikras Be'achad Asar. The Megillah could be read sometimes on the 11th day of Adar, Bishnei Masa, sometimes on the 12th day of Adar, Bishleish Asa, sometimes on the 13th day of Adar, Be'arbo Asa, sometimes on the 14th day of Adar, which is our Purim, and Bechamish Asa. Sometimes it's read on the 15th day of Adar. That's with ear that has the chaim around it, the wall around it, like Yerushalayim, Miyamash Yeshua Binun. Now the Mishnah says, Lo Pachos V'lo Yoser. You cannot read less and not more. Like you can't read the Megillah before the 11th of Adar, or you can't read it later than the 15th of Adar. Now the Mishnah explains, Krachim Hamulkofim Chaima. Miyamais Yeshua bin Nun, Kerim Bachamishosa. Big cities that have a wall around it. The wall was there at the time of Yeshua bin Nun when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Any city at that time that had a wall around it, even though in our days there's no more wall around the city, but since at that time there was a wall around the city, the din is that that city has to read the Megillah Haspurim Bachamishosa on the 15th day of Adar. Now, kfarim, little villages, vayaros gedolos, and big cities, kerin barbosa, they have a chiyuv to read the Megillah Purim is on the 14th day of Adar. This is a big city that does not have a wall around it from the times of Yeshua. Therefore, it has a loch of arbosa. Now, the reason why we have these two different times of Yudalad and Tezvov is, of course, by the Megillus Esther, it says that they were nochu, Ba'arba Osar, and Ba'asher B'Shushan Nochu B'Chamishosar. The people living in Shushan, they first rested on the 15th day. Therefore, the Kaveya, that everybody has Purim on Yudala, the 14th day, that's the day they rested. Ma'ashenkin Shushan, at that time, was a city that had a wall around it. Therefore, the Kaveya, any city that has a wall around it, has the deal like Shushan, that they keep Purim first on Tezvav. And the reason why it's totally about the wall that was there from the time of Yeshua ben Nun and not from the time of Achashverosh, so the Rishami says, because it wants to give cover to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it's totally at the time when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, any city at that time that had a wall around it, like Yerushalayim, has a din of Purim to read the Megillah b'chamish os on the 15th day of Adar. Now the Mishnah ends off, Elo shakforim makdimim liyom haknisa. That the kfarim, the people living in the small villages, they have a right to hear the Megillah a little bit earlier on the Yom HaKenisa, which means the Yom Sheni, Yom Chamishi, the Monday or the Thursday before, which usually the people used to come into the big city for Bote Dinim. As the Bezdin was open on Monday and Thursday, so if any people from the small villages had a Din Torah, they would come into the big city on either the Monday or Thursday to the Bezdin. Now the case was that the people in the kfarim, the villages, did not know how to read the Megillah by themselves. So they had to come into the big cities to hear the Megillah read in the big city. So the Rechachamim made a takana that since it's hard for them to come in, so therefore since anyway they're going to come in on a Monday or a Thursday to the Beis Din, so the Monday or the Thursday before Yudalid, Ba'adar, they gave a heta that these people could come into the Ayoros, and they could hear the Kriyas HaMegillah then. So that's why the Mishnah says there are cases that the Megillah could be read on Echad Ba'achar Asar, on the 11th, on the 12th, and the 13th. So now Mishnah Beis explains, how do you have it? Ketzad, how does this come about? Chal liyos yoyim arbasa b'sheni. Let's say Purim, the 14th day of Adar, comes out on a Monday. Is dalocha kforim the ayoros gedolos karim bay bayim. Even the small villages and the big cities without a wall reads the Megillah b'yom sheni on Arbasa. Because this is Yom Sheni, it's a day that the people from the villages come into the big city anyway, and today is the Ikar day of Purim, therefore they're supposed to come in on today on Purim to hear the Megillah. Ulmakafos chayma, however, a big city that has a wall around it, lamachar, they have the din Purim on first Hezvav tomorrow. Now, Chol Liyos Bashlishi Arborvi. Let's say Yudalad bin Ba'adar, Purim falls out on Shlishi on Tuesday, or Brevi or on Wednesday. So, Lacher is Kforim Magdimul Yom HaKnisa. the people living in the villages, they have a right to come in a day earlier. So if Purim comes out on Tuesday, they have a right to come in on Monday. So Monday then is Yud Gimel B'Adar. And let's say Purim comes out on Wednesday, they also have a right to come in on Monday to hear the Megillah. So that's the case that the Megillah is Nikras on Yud Beis. Now, V'ayoras G'dolos Korim Bay Bayim, however, the big cities that don't have a wall around it, reads the Megillah on that Tuesday or Wednesday, the day of Yud Dalet B'Adar. And a city that has a wall around it from Yemes Yeshua, they read the Megillah first the next day on Tezvav Ba'adar. Now, Chol Liyos Bechamishi, let's say Purim Yud Dalet of Adar comes out on a Thursday, then again the Locher is that Kforim V'Yayoros G'dolos Korim V'Yayim. The villages, because they come in anyway on Thursday, and the cities without a wall around it, read the Megillah Boy Bayoyim on this Thursday, which is Yud Dalet Ba'adar. However, the city that has a wall around it, they read it L'Mochar on Friday, which is Tezvav Ba'adar. Now, Cholius Erev Shabbos, let's say Yud Dalet Purim falls out on Friday. So, Kforim Makdin Lo Yom HaKnisa. The people living in the villages, they have a right to hear the Megillah a day earlier, on Thursday, because that's the day they come into the big city anyway for the Bat Adinim. Now, V'ayoras G'dolos, U'makafos Chayma, Korim Voy Bayim. In such a case, our Tana holds that even the big cities and the cities that have a wall around it also have to hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet. In other words, our Mishnah holds that you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So Shabbos really is Tezvav. So if you hold you can't hear the Megillah on Tezvav, when would be the next time to hear the Megillah? First on Sunday, which is Tezayin. And that the Mishnah says, Lo Yaser. You can never read the Megillah later than Tezvav. Therefore, our Tana, the Mishnah holds that in such a case, when Purim Yud Dalet comes out on Friday, and Tezvav is Shabbos, since you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos, you have to hear the Megillah on Friday on Yud Dalet, even in a city that has a wall around it. Now, Chol Liyos B'Shabbos, let's say Yud Dalet comes out on Shabbos, Halacha is Kforim V'Yoros G'dolos Magdimin V'Korim Liyom HaKnisa. In such a case, the villages for sure could read it on Thursday before, and no other than the regular cities that don't have a wall around it also reads it on the Thursday before. In other words, they don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So once you have to make it a nitche to push it back before, we don't push it on Friday Erev Shabbos, but rather also we push it 2 days back to make Purim come out on Thursday. However, a city that has a wall around it, they have the din of Tezvav Be'adar, which is Lamacha, which is Sunday, the day after Shabbos. Now, Chol Liyos Achara Shabbos. Let's say Purim Yud Dalet comes out on Sunday. This is the case that Kforin Makdimel Yom HaKnisa. The Kforim, the people living in the villages, could hear the Megillah on Thursday before. That's the Knisa, Yom HaKnisa before Sunday. This is where you have it on Yud Aleph. This is the case where you have it, they can hear the Megillah on the 11th day of Adar. V'yayoras G'dolos, Korim V'Bayim, whoever the big cities without a wall around it, read the Megillah on Yud Dalet on Sunday. U'makafos Chayim L'Mochor, and a city that has a wall around it, they hear the Megillah first L'Mochor on Yom Sheni, which is Tezvav V'Adar. Then Mishneh Gimel, Eizehu Hi Ir G'dolah. What is considered a big city that does not have a wall around it, that has a chiyuv to hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet Be'adar? Kol sheyesh bo asara batlonim. If you have 10 people there that are batlonim, means they do not work, and they're always found around the Beis HaKnesses, you can always find them to have a minyan, to learn, like a kolel. If the city has a kolel, has 10 batlonim there, that's considered an ir gedolah, that they cannot hear the Megillah earlier on the Yom HaKnisa, but rather, Badafka, they have to hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet B'Adar. Pochus Mikan, let's say there are less than 10 batlonim, less than 10 people there that do not work, that are not always available for minyan, is Harei Zekfor. It's considered a village. No matter how big the city could be, it could be the biggest city in the world, as far as population goes. But if it does not have a kolel like 10 people that are batlonim there, then it has only lach of a village. B'yelu Omru Makdimim V'loy Miyachrin. like, but here by Megillah, in a case where you can't read it later or on time, the halacha is to read it earlier. That's called Magdimim. There are cases that you can hear the Megillah before Purim, but Loi Machrin never after Yudalot or after Tezvav. Avol, but there are other halachas that if it doesn't come out at the right time, you push it off to later. Zaman Atze Kahanim. There's a special time when different Kanam have the right to come and be menadev, bring for present the Eitzim, the wood for the Marocha. Now let's say the day they're supposed to come comes out on Shabbos. They do not do it Friday, but rather on Sunday after Shabbos. Same thing with Tisha B'Av. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, we make the Tainus on Sunday after Tisha B'Av, after Shabbos. The Chagiga, that if the first day Yom Tov comes out on Shabbos, to bring the Shalmei Chagiga, you have a chiyuv to bring the first day of Yom Tov, is not Toich Shabbos, so you bring it the next day of Chan Chol HaMoed. V'hakel, the mitzvah of everybody come together to hear the Kriyas Torah from the Melech, if it comes out on Shabbos, we push it off to after Shabbos. Is ma'achrin v'lo makdimim. We push it off to a later time after Shabbos and not before Shabbos. Now afal pi shomru, even though it was said makdimim v'lo ma'achrin, that on Purim there are these days that you're allowed to read the Megillah earlier. People living in the kfar in the village could hear the Megillah earlier. As mutarin behesped uvetaynes umatanes levyoinim. In other words, even though let's say they heard the Megillah on Yud Beis Adar, that day is not really like Purim. They're still mutar to say a hesped that day. They're still mutar to fast that day. And who are dinu matanes levyoinim? If they do give the money to the poor people on that day, they're mekayim the mitzvah. They do not have to give it a second time on Yud Dalet Biadar. Amar Reb Yehuda Yehuda said, "Emosai, when is this said that they could say the read the Megillah earlier?" Only in a place that it's a derech there that the village comes into the big city on Monday and Thursdays. But let's say there's no set date. There's no like Bezdin that people come in usually on Monday and Thursday. There's no set day of the week when the people of the village come into the big city. Then we say you could only hear the Megillah on Yud Dalet B'Adar. Because we tell them that week, don't come into the big city until Yud Dalet Biadar. If it comes out on Wednesday, we'll say don't come in until Wednesday. When you come into the big city on Wednesday, you'll be able to hear the Megillah then also. Mishneh Dalet, Koru Esa Megillah Biadar Harishon. You read the Megillah on Yud Dalet Biadar. V'nisabru Hashona. And then the Bezdin Agodol decided to make another month to the year, to make another Sheni. So the locher is Koru Noisa Biadar Hasheni. You have to read the Megillah over again when it becomes the next month, which is Adar Sheni, which is Ikar Day of Purim. Now, Ein Ben Adar Arishon LeAdar Hasheni, there's no difference between the first month of Adar or the second month of Adar, Ela Kriyas HaMegillah, just that the mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah we're saying is in the second month and not in the first Adar, or Matanas Levyonim. And the mitzvah to give Matanas Levyonim, you do it the second Adar and not the first Adar. However, halachas of Hesped and Tainis, you're not allowed to give a Hesped or fast on the first Adar on Yud Dalet B'Adar Rishon. It also has like a Simchas HaYomtiv. But just the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah, Matanas Levyonim, that's only in the second Adar. Mishnehei, Ein Ben Yomtiv LeShabbos Elo Eichel Nefesh Bulvad. He's all the Lamates Melachas applied to Yomtiv as well as Shabbos, just that on Yomtiv you're allowed to cook. Eichel Nefesh Bulvad is Mutter. Ein ben Shabbos Yom HaKippurim, ilo shezez doyne b'day Odom, v'zez doyne b'koros. All the Lamates Melachas apply, just on Shabbos Yichayiv Misa b'day Odom, if you did it b'mezid with Asroa, and on Yom Kippur, you're only Chayiv Koros, there's no Misa b'day Odom. Mishneh Vav, Ein ben Hamudur Hano Mechaveroi. There's no difference between a person that made a neder. Hano Mechavero means that your friend cannot have any enjoyment at all from you, from what you own, la mudur mimenu maichel, that if you only made the neder, the promise like, that your friend is not allowed to have any enjoyment from your food. What's the difference? Ela drisa seregel, only that if you only made it that your friend can't have enjoyment from food, then your friend is allowed to walk through your property. Drisa seregel, to walk through the property is mutter, ve keilim sheinoisim bem oichel nefesh, and then if you borrow utensils that is not made to make food with, it's mutter. But otherwise, everything else, since you said you can't have enough from eating, no matter any other enjoyment you have, we're afraid the enjoyment is like worth money, and from the money you could buy food, so it would be considered like you having enjoyment from my food. But these things of walking through walking through your property, or utensils that have nothing to do with food, that is mutter if the neder was only not to have enjoyment from food. But if the neder is not to have any enjoyment, even these two things are awesome. Fighter, ain bein nedarim l'nedavis. There's no difference between a person that brings a korban on nedarim, a neder that you just promised to bring it, or a nedav you make a present. Elasha nedarim chayiv achriyusan. If you make a neder, it's like a chiyuv, you have an obligation upon yourself to bring the korban, and if the korban gets lost or dies before you bring it, you have to bring another one in its place. On nedavis ain a chayiv achriyusan. Vashenken in the dove, if you only make a present to bring a korban, the present was only this one korban. And if something happens to this animal, you do not have a chiyuv to bring another one. The Mishnah Zayin, Ein bein zov haroye shtei riyos, l'roye sholish. There's no difference between a man that becomes a zov, means things come out of him like a zera, comes out two times in a row, even though it's different than zera really, but if it's from the same place, that if you see two times, Leroy Shalish, to see three times, Ella Carbon, the only difference is the carbon. In other words, by a man, when he sees two times in two different days, or even the same day, one after another, he has Tumah Shivi's tummy for 7 days. The third Re only makes it that now he has a Chiv to bring a carbon also. Ein Bein Mitzora Muzgar Le Mitzora Muchlat. There's no difference between the Mitzora. That's Muska means the beginning stages where when the Kohen is not sure if it's tummy or not, so he locks you up to see if it will change or not. Le Mitzora Muchlat, where they already said for sure that you are tummy. Ela Priyo Frima. Well, the question is, if you have to let your hair grow long, and if you're allowed to cut your begodim, you have to rip your clothing. That if you're a muchlat, if you're a vadai, not mitzori, you have to rip your clothing and let your hair grow, whereas you only put away to see what's going to be, you don't have to. Ein bein tor mitoich esker, le tor mitoich echlet, el tegalachas vitziporim. If someone becomes tor, whether before he was only a doubt whether he's a mitzori, he was only locked up, or whether he was like vadai a mitzori, and now he has to become tor, the only difference is that if you're a vadai tomei, and now you want to become Torah when the simonim go away, the loch is you have to have a tekalachas, you have to take a haircut, shave off all your hair, or with tziporim you have to bring karbonis, two birds. Vayta mishneches, ein bein svarim litfilin u'mezuzais. There's no difference between svarim, pashto means Torah, nevil, muksuvim, then tfilin and mezuzais, helashas svarim nechtovim b'choloshin. The svarim you can write in any language. U'tfilin u'mezuzais, it's only kosher, it was written by Lashon HaKodesh, Lashon Ashuris, the way we write tefillin and mezuzahs. Rabbi Shimon Megamliel in there, af pas svarim lehitiru shikosu ele yivonis. He was even a Sefer Torah or Nevi'im Muksuvim, could only be written in Lashon HaKodesh. The only other language that's mutter is Yevonis, is Greek. But all other languages, he also holds its usher. Vayta Mishnites, Ein bein koyin moshuach, b'shemen ha-mishcha, le-merubo v'godim. There is a koyin godol, b'zman they had the Beis Hamikdash HaRishon, they still had the shemen left over, that they used to anoint him by putting shemen over his head. Mashenken in the Beis Hamikdash HaSheni, there was no more shemen left over. So then they used to anoint like the Kohen Gadol, just putting on the extra begodim, the eight begodim of a Kohen Gadol. So there's no difference between these two Kohen Gadols, Ela par habor al kol hamitzvos. That if he's a Kohen Moshuach, then he has to bring a par. Mashenken, if he's not a Kohen Moshuach, only a meruba begodim, then he does not bring a par, but rather only a kisvo or a sirah. Vayta ein ben Kohen mishamish lekohen shovar. There's no difference between a Kohen Gadol that's actually in office right now, rather the Kohen Shavar, you were once a Kohen Gadol and you were taken away, like in a case where the Kohen Gadol became Tomei, so they appointed another one, and then when the first one became Torah, the first one goes off. There's no difference, Ella, Par Yom Kippurim V'Yasiru Sefer, that the Par on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol that's Mishamish, he brings it, and the Yasiru Sefer, every single day, the Kohen Gadol that's doing the Avodah, he brings it. But for all other purposes, our Mishnah knows that once you became a Kohen Gadol, you remain and you can only do the Avodah with a big day Kohen Gadol.
Yeah, Mishnah Yud.
Ein bein bama gedoyla levama ketano ela psochim. There's no difference between a bama gedoyla, a big bama, which means what the tzibur used to use, the moshe they used to have by the Mishkan in Gilgal and Noiv and Givoin. That's called the bama gedoyla, what the whole tzibur used to use. And a bama ketano means a small bama that everybody privately built by themselves, their own bama at their own mizbeach. So what's the difference? Ela psochim. Which means that the Korban Pesach, that had to be brought on a Bama Gedolah, on the Korban Shel Tzibur, like. Even though every Yochid himself used to bring their own Korban Pesach, but since it was brought Bechnufa, everybody together, it had a lot like a Korban Tzibur, that it had to be brought in a Bama Gedolah. By Shenken other Korbanos that a Yochid brought, they were allowed to bring on the Bama Ketana. Zeh HaKlal, this is the Klal, that Kol Shul Nidor V'Nidov. Anything that's a neder means you put upon yourself, you menader yourself, you make like a promise, you bring the korban, the rost and the dova, you make it for present, is koraba bama. You could bring it on the bama. A bama ketanet means on a small private bama. For chol she'ener lo nidor v'lo niduv, but any korban that doesn't come because you want to make it a neder, or you want to make it a present to Hashem, but rather korban chayva that you have to bring, then the klal is ena koraba bama. A yochid, a private person, cannot bring it on his own mizbeach, on his own bama, in his own private house, but he has to go to the bama gedolah by the bama tzibur to bring his korbanos that are a chayva. Say Mishnah Yud Alef, Ein bein Shiloi l'Yerushalayim. There was no difference at the time when the Mishkan used to be in Shiloi to the time when they came into Yerushalayim, means the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Elisha b'Shiloi oichlim kodeshim kalim u'maisa sheni b'chol haroya. Shiloi, then when they had kodeshim kalim or else maisa sheni, you could eat at any place that from that place you could see Shiloi. Over Yerushalayim, but once Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim and had the Beis Hamikdash, then it's only lefnim and hachoyma. Only if you're inside the wall around Yerushalayim, then you're allowed to eat the kodeshim kalim there or eat the maisa sheni. But outside the wall, it's asur to eat. V'chan v'kan, both places, kodeshim kadoshim ne'cholim lefnim and hakloyim. A kodeshim kalim means from a korban chatis, a korban osham. You can only eat the meat inside the kloyim, inside the curtains of the mikdash or the mishkan itself. Kedusha Shiloi Yesh Achareh Heter. After Shiloi, there's still a Heter, means there is a time when you can have a Bama. In other words, Kol Zaman, they had Shiloi, it was Aser HaBamas. But after Shiloi was Charev, it was Hutu, you're allowed to have your Bama. Ma'ashen Kein, Ukedusha Yerushalayim, Ein Achareh Heter. Once they came to Yerushalayim, though, then there was no more Heter at all, Lo'ilam, to have Bamas. Now, the Klal is like this, that in Shiloi, since there they had the Oran, when they had the Oran in the Mishkan, then it was also to have Bamas. But after Shiloh was Chorev, that the Oran was taken away, then even though they had the Mishkan and Noiv and Givoin, the Bamas were Mutter then. However, once they came into Yerushalayim with the Beis Hamikdash, then Bamas are also Lielam. Yeah, Perek Sheni. Yeah, the first Mishnah, HaKoreh HaMegillah L'Mafraya. If somebody reads the Megillah like backwards, in other words, a Pasuk that's later on, he reads it earlier, reads it out of place, Talach Riz Lo Yotza, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. You have to read the Psukim the way they're written, Kisidron. Kora Apeh, let's say you read the Megillah by heart, not looking inside the Megillah, or else Kora Targum, you said it Beloshin Targum, it means Arami, you said it in Aramic, and you did not understand it, or else Bechol Loshin, you said it in any Loshin, not in Loshin HaKodesh, and you don't understand the Loshin. So the locher is, lo yotza, you're not yotza the mitzvah. So even though you read the Megillah from a ksav, from a Megillah, but since you did not understand the language, and it's a different language than Lashon HaKodesh, that's the loch of lo yotza. But you're allowed to read the Megillah to a Frenchman in French. If he understands the language, he could be yotza the mitzvah. But v'haloyiz sheshoma ashuris, Yotza, the person, let's say, from France, speaks French, heard the Megillah that was read in Lashon HaKodesh, then the Lachar is Yotza. Even though you don't understand the Lashon, but as long as you heard it in Lashon HaKodesh, that's the mile of Lashon HaKodesh that you could be Yotza, even though you don't understand the language. As long as you hear every single word. The Mishnah Beis, Kora Serugin. If you read the Megillah with intervals, you stop in between, or else you doze off in between, is Yotza. as long as you read or heard the whole Megillah, you are Yotza. Hoyekoisva, let's say somebody was writing the Megillah, or Darsh, or else he was giving a drasha, or else Umagia, he was like checking over the Megillah. Is in these cases, in Chiv and Liba Yotza, if you have in mind now, like now it's Purim, and you have in mind now to be Yotza the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, you could be Yotza the mitzvah. But v'yem lav lo yotze, if you don't have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah, you only think that you're checking over the Megillah, or you're writing it over, even though you're saying out the words, but you don't have in mind kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah, is lo chivan. What about hoysak suva b'sam? Let's say the Megillah was written with sam, that's a type of aduma ksuma, a type of a dye, or also b'sikra, that's type of a red dye. We also the koimos of the kankantum, that's srafilo, and that's like the a saf that comes out of the tree, or a kankantum is also a type of a dye that also comes from chumra and choshes, or else al haniyor, you write it al haniyor v'al diftero, that means parchment that was not worked over yet is lo yotza. You're not yotza if you read the Megillah from this type of a Megillah. Achetek suva shuris. Until the Megillah has to be written in Lashon HaKodesh, Ala Sefer, it has to be written in a Sefer, that means on a cloth, that parchment that was worked over, Uvidyoy, yeah, it has to be written with ink, that's Miskayim, that lasts a long time, that's called Diyoy. Here, Mishneh Gimel, Ben Ir Sheholach Lekrach, a person that was living in a city, in a Ben Ir, that the Chayv is to say that read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar, and he went sholach lekrach that has a chaim around it, that their chayv is to say the Megillah on Chamishasa, or also vein krach that has a chiv to say it on the 15th, sholach leir, he went now to a city that doesn't have a chaim around it, that the chiv is to say lein the Megillah on the 14th. So it depends. Imo sidlach salum koim, if he plans to come back to his own city during Purim, is karoim kimakoimai, then he has to read it today that he in his own town, that day that they read the Megillah. But in Lav, if he plans to stay where he is, the Purim, then Karei Mohem. If now he's in a city that has a chaim around it, he has to hear the Megillah on the 15th day. Mehechin Karei is the Megillah v'yotzer. How much of the Megillah do you have to lay and do you have to hear in order to be yotzer the mitzvah of Mikras Megillah? How much do you have to hear? So, Karei Adam is the Megillah v'yotzer bo yidei chayvosai. Rabbi Meir Vayim Akula. That's the halacha. You have to hear the whole Megillah from the beginning until the end. Rabbi Yehudu Vayim Meish Yehudi. You know, from Meish Yehudi, that part till the end. Rabbi Yosi Vayim Meyachrat Varamela. That's the main part of the Megillah you have to hear from there onwards. Mishnah Dalit. Hakul Ksherim Likas Esa Megillah. Anybody is kosher to read the Megillah for yourself or for somebody else. Chutz Mecheresh Shait V'Katan. Chutz Mecheresh means somebody that's deaf and dumb. That's usually what the word cheresh means, but over here the chiddush is, even if he could talk, but as long as he can't hear, he also should not read the Megillah. And shaita, somebody doesn't have das, lost it, went out of his mind, and then mekotan, before bar mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda machshe mekotan, Rabbi Yehuda holds no, a cotan could lay in the Megillah, since mikra Megillah is only midrabonin, and a cotan is mechuyiv midrabonin, so if a cotan could lay in the Megillah, to even to be mighty other people. And of course, we're talking about a katan, which is a gia lechinuch. Ein karein esa megillah, v'loy molin, v'loy tovlin, v'loy mazin. In other words, you can't read the Megillah in the morning, v'loy molin, you can't make a bris milah in the morning, v'loy tovlin, you can't make a tefillah in that morning, v'loy mazin, you can't be mazah the mechatis, v'chein shumerosh yom keneged yoin, letitfol, achetona sechama. You have to wait until sunrise comes. After sunrise, then you could lay in the Megillah, then you can make a bris milah, that's the time to go to the mikvah. But v'chulin shosu misholom and ashacha kosher, but with the evidence, if he's laid the Megillah, or you made the bris milah after the morning star came out, that's also kosher with the evidence. There's midiraisa, the day starts by oilas ashachar, but midirabonah though, you're supposed to wait till tonei tzachama, until sunrise. Mishnehei. Kol ayoyim kosher likras ha-Megillah. The whole day of Yudalad Be'adar is kosher to hear the Megillah. For likras ha-Halal, anytime you have a chayv to say Halal, the whole day is kosher to say the Halal. Or Tkiyah Shofar and Rosh Hashanah the whole day. Or Natilas Lulav, on Sukkot the whole day. Well, the tefillas hamusafim v'la musafim. Well, musafim means to bring the actual kabbonis of musaf. Well, the vidui haparim, when you have to say vidui. But the pasuk says, "Im akayin haMashiach yechdu l'roshma asom v'hikrav asachatos v'parabem lakor." And he says, "Vidu then, it's also kosher the whole day." Well, the vidui haMaiser says, when you bring the Maisers v'shon revius, you have to say vidui v'matlofnei Hashem l'kecha v'yata kodesh v'yata mikodesh min habayis. Vayter. All the vidu yom kippurim, the mitzvah say vidu yom kippur is kosher the whole day. The smich when you have a korban to make smicher on it, or as l'shchito, l'tnufa to pick up, l'hagosha to bring the mincha close to the mizbeach, l'kmitza to make the kmitza, take the handful of the k'teris from the mincha, or l'haktara to be makter, to bring the k'teris, l'amlika to make the mlika on a knife. All these things are kosher the whole day. Ula Kabbalah, when you want to bring a korban to be mekabel the dam, ula hazoya to spritz it, ula hashkoya saita to make a saita drink, ula reifa sagola, ula tara samatzera. All these things are kosher throughout the whole day. All right, turn over. Mace. So the last two things was Arifa Sagola, if you had to have to bring an egg Larufa, I mean you found the mace outside the city, we don't know who killed him, so the Zikniir has to bring this egg Larufa. The Torah Samatzer, when a Matzer wants to become Tor, and he has to bring his Kabonis also, it could be brought any time throughout the day. Mishnah Vav. Kol HaLaila Kosher L'Ktzira Zomer. The whole night time is kosher to cut down the Zomer. In other words, on my tzoy yom tov rishon shal Pesach was the mitzvah to cut down the yomer lishmo for tomorrow to bring the korban yomer. Well, the hekter chalovim ve'evorim. When you want to burn the fats or the evorim of korbanos, you can burn it throughout the whole night. Zeh haklal. This is the klal. Dover shem mitzvos loy bayoyim. Anything that the mitzvah is to be done by daytime, kosher kol hayoyim. It's kosher throughout the whole day. And dover shem mitzvos loy balayla is kosher kol halayla. Something that the mitzvah is at nighttime is kosher throughout the whole night. Yeah, Perek Shlishi. B'nei Yair Shemachru Rechoyva Shalir. The people in the city that sold the Rechoyva, that means the meeting place like in the city that they used to daven there. B'tainius of Mamodis. So therefore it has some type of the Kedusha, this like meeting place. So if the people of the city sold it, the locher is the money they received has Kedusha on it. Therefore, Loikchim B'dom of Beis HaKnesses. You're allowed to use this money to buy a basic Knesses, because that's called Malin Bakodish. You're making a Kedusha Chamura, that's Mutta. But you're not allowed to use it for Poshita things because you can't be married it from its Kedusha. What about the basic Knesses? Let's say the B'nai Ir, the people of the city sold a basic Knesses, is Loikchim Teva with the money they're allowed to buy a Teva, allowed to buy an Orin to put the Sefer Torah in. An Orin, the Teva, has more Kedusha than a basic Knesses. Teva, let's say they sold the Yoron HaKodesh, is Leuchin Mitfochos. They're allowed to buy the Mitfochos, the Sefer Torah, means the mantle, the cover, on the Sefer Torah itself. That has more Kedusha than the Yoron itself. Mitfochos, let's say they sold the covering of the Sefer Torah, Leuchin Svarim, with that money you're allowed to buy Svarim, Nevi'im Uksuvim. What about Svarim? Let's say they sold Svarim, is Leuchin Torah. What has more Kedusha than Svarim of Nevi'im Muksuvim? That's a Sefer Torah. Avol Emochru Torah, but if the B'nai Ir sold the Sefer Torah, Lo Yichu Svarim. Downward you're not allowed to go with that money, you're not allowed to use it to buy regular Svarim. Svarim, if they sold Svarim with the money, is Lo Yichu Mitfochos. You're not allowed to buy covering for Sefer Torah. That's going down in Kedusha. Mitfochos, if they sold the covering for the Sefer Torah, lo yichu seva, they cannot use the money and buy an Aron HaKodesh. Teva lo yichu Beis HaKnesses, you can't use the money from an Aron to buy a Beis HaKnesses. Beis HaKnesses, if they sold the Beis HaKnesses, lo yichu Aser HaChayv, you can't use the money to buy like a meeting place outside, even though they daven there on Tainis, because it's Merid, you're bringing the Kedusha downwards. V'chein b'mois reihem, the same thing, the leftover money, like let's say they sold the Beis HaKnesses. So the Mishnah says, with the money you're allowed to buy an Aron HaKodesh. But let's say they didn't have to use all the money to buy the Aron HaKodesh. With the leftover money, they're not allowed to go downwards. Again, only upwards. Ein moicherin es shorabim layochid. You can't sell something that belonged to a rabbim to the whole plan, to the rabbim, to a private person. In other words, a basic nesses that belonged to a rabbim as more kedusha than a basic nesses of a yochid. Because you're bringing these things, lowering it down from its kedusha, you're not allowed to do that. Tivri Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Omrulah, they said back to him, in Cain, if so, afloy miyir gedoyla liyir katana. You should not be allowed to sell something that belonged to an ir gedoyla to people, to a city, an ir katana, because also you're taking it down from its kedusha, because there's a klal of b'roivam hadras melech. So Mishnah Beis. Ein moicherin beis hakneses elaval tanai. You could only sell a beis hakneses, even if it belongs to the rabbim, to a rabbim. Elaval tanai. What's the tanai? That shem yirtzo yachziruhu. If you want, you can get it back. And the reason is, it shouldn't be like yimizalza b'kedusha. It's not nice time to sell a beis hakneses. So even though you have a purpose, a reason to sell it, you have to sell it on a condition that whenever you want, you can get it back. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Yeshita. No, you're allowed to sell it forever. There are four things that you're not allowed to sell a shul. In other words, you have a shul, a beis knesses, you're not allowed to sell it that the person is going to buy it, is going to use it for four things. You can't sell it that someone's going to make a bathhouse there. That's a place where they use the tan, they make their skin. The skin of the animal, you make a leather out of it. Ula tefila, you can't make it a base atfila. Reus la base hamayim. Some say base hamayim means for base akisei, la base matamayim. You can't make a basic nesses into these things. Reb Yehuda reimer, moich renoisha l'shem chotzer. If Yehuda holds true, you can't sell it purposely for these things, but you sell it for the purpose that a person would use it for a chotzer. Notice for any purpose he wants. Once they sold it to you, then the one that buys it, he's allowed to use it for anything. However, the locher is light to chachamim. Said Mishnah Gimel. V'yoid Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda said another thing. That Beis HaKnesses shechorav, after Beis HaKnesses was chorav, so on the place there is ein maspid b'seichoy. You can't make a hesped there, especially a hesped shor yochid it's also. V'yei mavshilin b'seichoy chavolim. You can't put in there to make nets. In other words, even you want to make a factory there, like, it's not nice to make nets there. It's a derech mizayin. Via in person of soichem mitzudos, you can't spread out there the nets to catch animals. Via in sheichtin agagai peris, you can't spread out on top of it a peris. It's also a derech to let your peris dry out. It's even the basic nets that was charev, still it has kedusha on it. And therefore, you can't do these things on it. You're not allowed to make a shul or basic nesses into a shortcut. To go through to make a shortcut. Shenema the pasuk says, "V'hashim oisi es mikdashechem." That means kedushasan af kishen shememin. Even when the base of medrash, the basic nesses, is choreviv, destroyed, still the makom has kedusha. Olu lo yasovim. Let's say grass grows there. Is lo yitlish. You're not allowed to pick it off, like cut down the grass, mifnei agmas nefesh, in order that we should feel bad to what happened that the Beis Hamikdash was choruv. Therefore, we have to let it grow that way to make us feel bad. Mishnah Dalet. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out on Shabbos, he is current B'Parsha Shkolim. We lay the maftir of and Kisisa of Parsha Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh itself on Shabbos. But what about Chal Liyos B'Teicha Shabbos? Let's say Rosh Chodesh Adar falls out in the middle of the week, then Aloch Riz Makdimim Lishavar. We learn the Parsha Shkolim the Shabbos before, because on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's when they start to give the Machsa Shekel, or that's when they start to learn the Alochas to be, well, like we'll soon see, to be Machriz about the Shkolim. Therefore, we have to learn the Parsha before Rosh Chodesh Adar, if it falls out in the middle of the week. Then umavsik in the Shabbos Acheres. Then the next, if Rosh Chodesh fell out in the middle of the week, or whatever it is, even if it falls out on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, so then the next Shabbos is empty. It's not called one a special Parsha. Is umavsik in the Shabbos Acheres. We leave one Shabbos empty. Bashniya, then the second Shabbos, Zohar, is called Parsha Zohar. Bashlishis is in the third week, is called Por Aduma. Por Revius, on the fourth Shabbos, which is the one before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. And Bechamishis, Choysun LeKisidron. In the fifth Shabbos, then we go back to the regular Seder. And the Mefarshim say that means the regular Seder of the Haftorahs. The regular Haftorah, in other words, the four special Pashas, the Haftorah is a different Haftorah. Now we go back to the regular Haftorahs. And the Mishnah goes on, L'chol Mafsikin, for all the next things where Mafsik means we don't read the regular Haftorah, but we read special with something special. For Rosh Chodeshim, when Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, we have a special Haftorah. B'chanako, v'apurim, b'tainius, uv'mamodos of Yom HaKippurim. Now, B'tainius v'mamodos means when it comes out on the Sheni Yuchamishi B'Shvua, they don't read the regular Pasha of the Shvua, but rather learn the Inyan, they lay in the Inyan of the Tainus. The same thing in Kippur also, even if it falls out on Shabbos, and Kerem B'mincha Pasha Shashvua, by Mincha of Shabbos, Yom Kippur, we don't read laying the regular Pasha, and the Kerem Pasha Sarois, the special Pasha for Yom Kippur. Mishnehei, by Pesach, Kerem Prashas Mayadis, Shelteras Kanim. On Pesach, we learn from Vayikra, the Yonim of the Moadis. But Tzeres, on Shavuos we learn Shiva Shavuos, which is in Devarim. For Rosh Hashanah, we learn the Parsha of B'Chodesh HaShvi, B'Yechol L'Chodesh, which is in Vayikra. B'Yom HaKippurim, we learn Achrei Mois. B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shechag, the first Yom Tov of Sukkis, Karim B'Parshas Mo'adim Shebateras Kanim. Again, we learn from the Parshas of Mo'adim that's in Vayikra. U'Vishar Kol Yimei HaChag, B'Karbonos HaChag. The rest of the days of Sukkis, we learn in Bamid B'chov Tes about the Karbonos that were brought during the Chol HaMoed of Sukkis. Mishnah Vav. B'Chanukah, which Chumash do we learn on Chanukah B'Nesiyim? We learn in Bamidbar the Pasha of Nesiyim of the Chulukas HaMazbech. B'Apurim we learn Vayov HaYamolik. B'Roshe Chadoshim we learn Uv'Roshe Chodshechim. Uv'Mamodois B'Mais HaBreshis. Like it says in the Gemara Masech Tainis. B'Tainis, by Tainis, Sibur, they used to learn B'Rochos HaKlolis. Avim B'Chulkois HaTelechu. Now, ain mafsikim b'klolis. In the b'nilein, the parash of klolis, you don't make two aliyahs like. El echot keres kulin, you give one aliyah to all the klolis. Ba'ashen yuvachamishi, uvashabis ba'mincha kerem kisidron. On a regular Monday and Thursday, on mincha v'ashabis, we learn the parash of that week. On Shabbos, we start the parash of the next week, and then Sunday, then Monday and Thursday, we continue. We learn the same thing over again. V'yenoilun lehem min acheshban. And that's not enough for on Shabbos. In other words, on Shabbos we have to learn over again, even from the beginning. We can't just start from Sheni. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yadavim Moishas Miradei Hashem Abnei Yisrael. Mitzvosen Shiyukurin Kol Echod V'yechod Bizmanai. In other words, this last question is, how do we know that on Yom Tovim we learn the Parshas about Yom Tov? That's his last Pasuk of V'yadavim Moishas Miradei Hashem Abnei Yisrael. That is, Mitzvosen Shiyukurin Kol Echod V'yechod Bizmanai. There's this mitzvah to lay in this parsha, the nyonim of the Mo'adim, on its Yom Tov. Perek Dalet. The Mishnah says, HaKores HaMegillah, whoever reads the Megillah, Oymeid V'yoshev, you could either read it standing up, or else sitting down. Even if you're sitting down, you're also Mekayim the mitzvah. But when somebody learns from the Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, the other mitzvah is B'davka standing up. Like the Pasuk says, V'yata poi amaydi modi. Now, kuro echod, kuro shnayim yotzu. Whether one person was reading the Megillah, or even if you have two people reading the Megillah at the same time, still your yotzu. Even though usually we say a person can't hear two kailas at the same time, but here we say by Mikra Megillah, since the mitzvah is so chaviv, so dear to you, a person puts his heart, puts his mind to it, and he could hear the Megillah even though two people are reading it the same time. Now, Mokom Shenu Agul Avorach Yivorach. If the minig of the Mokom is to make the Bracha, we should make a Bracha. And the Gemara explains, we're not talking about the Bracha Rishayna, because that's Pshita, you have to make a Bracha before you read the Megillah. But we're talking about now the Bracha Achreina of Haraves Rivenu. So if the minig is like we have to make the Bracha at night, we're supposed to make the Bracha. V'shelor levorach, lor levorach. But if the meaning is not to make the bracha, then we do not make the bracha. But we, however, make the bracha both by day and by night. Then the Mishnah says that Basheni uBachamishi uBashabbos baMincha Kerven Shloisha. We know on Monday and Thursday we learn the Torah, and what in Shabbos baMincha, and we give three aliyos. Ein Perchasim viemosif Malayim. You can't make less, and you can't make more than three aliyos. We give to the Kohen Levi and Yisrael. V'ein Maftirim Benavi, and we know we don't say the Haftorah by these days. HaPasech v'achosim b'Torah mevorach lefuneh uliyachriho. His Iker Adin of the Mishnah, the first one that gets the Aliyah makes a bracha Rishayna, and the last one that gets the last Aliyah, he makes the bracha Achrayna. However, in the Gemara already, it's a takana that each one that gets an Aliyah, like we do today, makes a bracha Rishayna and then makes a bracha Achrayna. And it's exerim mishum ha-nechnosim or mishum ha-yetzim, that people will know if he made the bracha or not. Mishnah Beis. Peroshe chadosh mevuchel shumayid karim abo. On Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed, we give four aliyos. Ein pechasin mehen ve'em asif in aleim. You can't make less and you can't make more. Ve'ein machtirim benovi, there's no haftorah. Ha-pasech v'yachosim ba-torah. Mevorach lefuneh uliyach reho. In other words, the first one that starts to learn makes the first bracha, and the one that finishes the last aliyah, Mikra Din of the Mishnah, he's the one to make the bracha chareina. That's called Mevorach Lefuneh Uliyach Reho. Ze'aklo, this is the klal, the general rule, that kol sheyesh by musaf, v'eino yomtif, kari rabo, anything that has musaf, like a Rosh Chodesh, like Chol HaMoed, but it's not called a yomtif, you only have four aliyos. B'yomtif, on a regular yomtif, chamisha, we give five aliyos. B'yom HaKippurim is shisha, on Yom Kippur we have six aliyos. And b'Shabbos Shiva, on Shabbos there are seven. Ein pechasim mehen, you can't make less than this, than five, six, or seven. Avol moisif and aleim, but even on yomtif, if you want, you could be moisif on yomtif. Or maftirim benavi, we say the haftarah on yomtif and Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Ha-pasech v'chosim, but Torah again, mevorach lefuneh liachreho. The first one that gets the first aliyah makes the bracha rishayna, and the one that gets the last aliyah, he makes the bracha achrayna medina de mishnah. Even though it's manazeh, each one that gets the aliyah makes a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna. Mishnah Gimel. Ein person al shema, you can't make person means loshen of pras, a mixas, you can't say half of shema. This was a minig when they used to have 10 people that davened b'yichidus, and now they came together, so they wanted to say like a berachu together, and they wanted to be able to make a kedusha together. So they used to say berachu, and then say the first berachu of brichas krishma. So ein person al shema, or else v'yein oivrim lefnei hateva, you don't let somebody become a shliach tzibur. You don't have the kanim duchin. We don't read the Torah. We don't make a seder haftorah. That's when you used to carry the mace to the base of Kvaris. You used to sit down seven times. And used to say each time sukkim. So they don't do this for kids to the side of the missionaries. You need a minion for all these things. You have to have 10 people. You don't say the birchas of the avelim either. Also, used to come back from the levaya. They used to say a special bracha. Also, after the kfura, they used to stand in the shur in the lines and say a nechem avelim. Used to say a bracha then. A birchas chasanim, or else by sheva brachas. Or else when we make zimun, when we bench. To say Hashem's name, Baruch Elokeinu, Nevorach Elokeinu, is pachas miyasar. All these things you don't do if you have less than 10 people. Uvekarkoyis tisha v'koyin. When you want to sell karkoyis, somebody was makdish, a piece of karka, land, and he wants to be paid with to redeem it, you have to value it in front of 10 people. But tisha v'koyin. Nine can be regular, but one has to be a koyin. V'yodam k'yotze behem. If you want to know the value of a person, if he was makdish, his value is the same thing. We have to value it with nine people and one koyin. Mishnah Dalet. Ha-koyre ba-toyroh la-yifchas mishleish psukim. Any aliyah that you get, you have to at least read three psukim of the Torah. La-yikro la-meturgumon yoyis mi-posag echad. But there used to be a minig that they used to say it over to the interpreter, and he would say it over balaz, like in their language. So if you want to tell the interpreter, you don't tell him more than one pasuk at a time. Uva Novi Shloisha. But by Novi, then you can tell him three pasukim at a time. Hayu Shloshton Sholosh Parshois. But if in the Novi, each Hayu Shloshton, the three pasukim like are three different parshis, three different inyonim, then Kerven Echad. Then you can only read it to the Meturgimim, even by the Novi, only one pasuk at a time. Now medalgim ba novi v'yei medalgim ba Torah. That means when you're learning the Haftorah, you're allowed to skip like from one psukim to another other psukim in a different parashias. That's called medalgim ba novi, but v'yei medalgim ba Torah. When you're learning the Torah, you don't skip around like from one parasha to another parasha. But v'yad kamhu medalig, if you are by novi, or certain times by chumash, if it's in the same inyan, how long does it take? Should it take you to switch a realm? Ad kadesh la yifsaka maturgman. Like in between when you're telling the maturgman and when he goes to tell it over to the other people, you should be finished changing the place by the time you have to start telling him a second time, the second pasuk. Mishnehei, ha maftir ba novi hu peris al shema. In other words, the one that reads the maftir, that gets maftir, he's the one, Hamafter Banovi, who's the one who purits al Shema, like Hish, like Daf and Shachri, be the Shlich Tzibur, to be purits al Shema, for who Oiver Lefnei Atev, he should be the Shlich Tzibur, to say over the Shemon Esrei, for who Noisias Kapov, he's the one to Duchin, and some say it means even if he's the only Kohen in Shul, still if he knows how to do it, he could be the Shlich Tzibur and Duchin also. But v'moy yekotin, let's say the one that got maftir was a kotin, then the locher is oviv a rabbi oven a yodai. He's not like kotin, cannot daven for the yomid, therefore we have the yodin or the rebbe do it for him. And some unfortunately one of the pshat is the reason why the one that gets maftir should be the shlich tzibur also, is because it's not such a covet to get maftir. So therefore the one that took maftir, we give him back covet to let him be the shlich tzibur also. Not like this manazir that they hold this a big covet to have maftir. Mishnevov, Kotin Kore Batoira Umetargin, Avlena Paris Al Shema. Yeah, Mishnevov, Kotin Kore Batoira Umetargin. A Kotin, he could lay in the Torah, and he could be Metargin, he can interpret it also. And someone in Echnami that about the Kriyas HaTorah is only a mitzvah, Lahashmi Eliyom, that the people shall hear it, see, even a Kotin could also do it. Or some say, since a Kotin also has Shachis and Limit HaTorah, he could also do this mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. But he can't be the one like to say Baruch Hu, the Peres Al Shema. A cotton can't go to be a Shlich Tzibur. He can't go to Duchen either. He's not covered at Tzibur that a cotton should go Duchen. That means somebody that has like ripped clothing, his clothing is ripped, is Peres Al Shema Matargin. These two things he could still do. He could still be Peres Al Shema, because it's not really going down in front of the teva, you do it where you sit, so it's not such a bizoyin. Or metargin mostly, you can be the interpreter. Avalein ukara batera, but you can't be the one to lay in the teva, it's a bizoyin for the tzibur. V'yeinu oivlof ne'a teva, you can't go over in front of the teva to be the shlich tzibur. V'yeinu noises kapov, you can't duchen either if you're a kohen. If you have ripped clothing, it's a bizoyin. Suma, somebody that's blind, peres shema umetargin, he could still be the one to say the first bracha rishona of Kriyas Shema, even though it talks about Yetzer Or, still he could be the one to say it. He could be a targum, he could explain it also, interpret the Torah also. We have Yehuda Aymanor, if Yehuda says, Kol Shalai Roa Moiris Miyomov, someone that like was blind, that never saw the sun, never saw the light throughout his life, is that in the Peres Al Shema, he can't be the one to be Peres Al Shema. But they say the first brach of Yetzer Or, he doesn't appreciate the Or, he doesn't know what it is. Mishnah Zayin, Koyein Sheyesh Biyodov Mumin. If you have a Koyein that he has a Mum, some blemishes in his hand, is Lo Yises Kapov, therefore is also not allowed to be Duchin, because it's not covered at Tzibur, the Tzibur will look at it. They'll be Mesiach Das, take the mind away from the bracha, they'll be too busy looking at the Mumin. We have Yehudu Reimer, Af Misho Yodov Tzvuyes. Is this a fua? La Yisas Kapov, a coin that had his hands all dyed up. The different colors, whether it's red or this or the color of the sand, you shouldn't duchin. Bevnei Sha'am mistaklim boy, because the people take away their mind to think about the brocha or the duchening, they'll be looking at his hands. Mishneches. If somebody says he doesn't want to go daven, if he's because he's wearing colored clothing, af belavonim lo yaver, then even though he's wearing white clothing, he should also not go down. He should not go down to be the shliach tzibur, because we're afraid maybe he's not bekoros. This was a minig of bekorosim to say they can't daven if they're wearing colored clothing. So then the Mishnah says, "Besandol ain't oiver." If somebody says, "I can't go down to daven because I'm wearing sandals," is af yochuf lo yaver. We don't let him go down to daven even if he's like barefoot, because again, b'choshet, because he's not bekoros. This is the way bekorosim talk. If somebody makes his tefillin, and especially the tefillin shebarosh, agul around, it's a sakona. Maybe you could hurt yourself, you could crack your head like. V'yeinbo mitzvah, you're not making the mitzvah either. Because the mitzvah of tefillin is to be ribua, it has to be squared. Nesonoi al mitzchoi oy al pas yodoi harezoi derech haminas. Somebody that puts the tefillin on his forehead, or else on his hands, pas yodoi, that's derech minus. That's not the oifen of the mitzvah. In other words, shorosh we know is on the hair, above your forehead, not on the forehead. And the tefillin shoyad is on your hand, not on the pas yodoi, not on your palm. Is tzifon zohov unesonoi albeis unkeli shaloi hareze derech achitzoinim. Now, somebody colors tzipozov, he coats it with gold, he coats gold on top of his tefillin, Ros Nesoni Abeis Unkeli Shaloi, Ros he puts the tefillin not on his hands directly on the bosor, but over his sleeves, over his coat, is Hareza Derech Achitzoinim. It's like people that do what they want and not what Hashem wants. That's called Derech Achitzoinim. Yeah, Mishnah Tess. Ho'aymer, if somebody says, Yivorchucha Toivim, like he says to Hashem, like only the good people should bless you, is Hareza Derech Aminus. That's a Derech of Aminus. Like he's saying Hashem only takes care of the good people, not the bad people. If somebody says, Al Kan Sipa Yagir Rachmecha, like for this Kan, when you have the mother over the kids, that the Indian of to take away the mother first, is Yagir Rachmecha Shirah Rachmonis? Or else if somebody says, V'yal Toiv Yizorcha Shmecha, then when something good happens to us, then I remember Hashem's name, or else Moidim, Moidim, somebody says the word Moidim twice, is Mishaskin Oisai, we tell him to be quiet. All these three things are no good. You're not supposed to say, I can't see Pigir Rachmecha. The mitzvahs are not because Hashem has Rachmonis, but they're rather because Hashem told us to do the mitzvahs. And our Toiv, we're supposed to remember Hashem's name even on the bed. And Moidim, Moidim, looks like you're agreeing to two Hashems, so we tell him to be quiet. Hamechane Ba'arois, Mishaskin Oisai. In other words, in the Parsha of Harayis, he doesn't say the real Pshat, but he says a little bit different. Hamechane gives like a nickname to the din of Harayis to say Harayis doesn't really mean Harayis. It only means the Kaloyan is Meshaskan Oisai. We tell him to be quiet, you have to say the right Pshat in the Psukim. Ho'aymer, somebody says, Umizarach loy sitin lahavri lamelech. Umizarech loy sitin liav liavoro. Bia miyuso is meshaskin oisa b'nezifa. In other words, if somebody says pshan this posik of a mizarach lesite in lahavel amelch, that he says you should not take your son and give it to a goy to marry to a goy, is meshaskin oisa b'nezifa. We tell him to be quiet. We get angry at him because that's not pshan the posik. The posik does not mean not to live with a goy here, but the posik means this inyan of avodah zarah, not to give your child over to the avodah zarah of melech. Well, some say it's mashma, you're only saying it's also to live with a goya that will take your kids to avoid the zara. But it's time to live with Amayusa, he'll be mutter, and that's wrong. Any goya it's also to. Mishnah Yud. Maise Ruvain Nikro Voloy Matargim. There is the psukim of Vayelech Ruvain Vayishka Vezbila. We're supposed to lay it, but Mishum Kvoidoy, we don't have a matargim say it over. We don't have an interpreter say over these psukim. Maise Tomor Nikro Matargim. But the Maise with Tomor, there we say it over with an interpreter also. Because it's a Shvach Uli Yehuda, Shehoide Vitzles Tomor, that Yehuda admitted and saved Tomor. Now Maise Egel Horishain Nikro Matargim. When the Psukim talk first, the Klaius or the Dechet Egel, there we lane it and we also interpret it also. Because as Nicha for the Tzipa to have a Kapora. Klaius will have a kapora on this chet, but the Hashem in Nikrav Le Matargim, But the second psukkah, and they repeat it over again, that v'yemem Moishel Aaron and v'yemem Moishel Om, those are nikruv le'matargum, mishum kvoidi shel Aaron. When it's said over again, mishum kavod of Aaron, we don't interpret it. Bichras Kahanim and Maise David v'amnoin is le'nikroyim le'matargum. We don't read it, and we don't interpret it either. And somehow the girsa should be nikroim avad, we learn it, but v'loy metagim, we don't interpret it. Eim aftirin b'markova. We don't say the aftora about the markova in Yecheskel Perek Aleph, because maybe the people come to ask questions about the Maisa markova. But Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says no, we're not afraid that people come to ask questions to mayin it, we're only saying it for the aftora, it's mutter. Rabbi Elezer Weimer, Eim aftirin b'hoidas Yushlaim. We don't say the after in the Pasuk of Yecheskel that talks about the tweva of the bad things in Yerushalayim, and we don't say this as kovod shel Yerushalayim. Yes, lika lo mesechta Megillah.